Federal criminal charges were filed today against four people in what's being called this country's biggest ever sports and drug scandal. In Washington, D.C., Attorney General John Ashcroft announced a 42-count indictment. It alleges distribution of illegal performance-enhancing drugs and money laundering. The four people charged include the controversial director of a San Francisco laboratory who's been the subject of a grand jury investigation. Also charged is the personal trainer of baseball superstar Barry Bonds. NPR's Tom Goldman has more on the story.
Flanked by the commissioners of the Internal Revenue Service and the Food and Drug Administration, Attorney General John Ashcroft said the indictment charges four individuals with the distribution of illegal anabolic steroids, human growth hormone, and other prescription drugs to dozens of athletes,
including elite track and field athletes, as well as members of Major League Baseball and the National Football League.
The four defendants are Victor Conti, the former musician who founded the Bay Area Laboratory Cooperative, or BALCO, James Valente, the vice president of BALCO, Greg Anderson, the personal trainer of Barry Bonds and other professional athletes, and prominent track and field coach Remy Korchemny. None of the athletes allegedly involved is named in the indictment, which says between December 2001 and September 2003, the defendants distributed steroids to athletes on six separate occasions. Ashcroft described how it was done.
The defendants allegedly distributed an illegal anabolic steroid in the form of testosterone-based cream. The anabolic steroid had been mixed with a cream specifically with the intention of concealing the individual athlete's elevated testosterone level.
There was also a liquid drug known as the Clear, which was subsequently identified as THG, the designer steroid that's been at the heart of the doping scandal since it came to light last year. Five prominent track and field athletes and four NFL players have tested positive for THG. Three of the defendants, Conte, Valente, and Anderson, are charged with laundering the money they made from selling the illegal steroids by putting the money in personal bank accounts. The indictment says all four men hid their actions by using false names on mailing labels, providing athletes with false cover stories to provide to authorities, and, says Ashcroft, using a coded shorthand when referring to the drugs.
In one email described in a search warrant affidavit, which was unsealed this morning, after Defendant Conti instructed a coach to refer to drugs only by initials, Defendant Conti allegedly wrote, quote, and I'm quoting now, "And remember that all emails are saved for a very long time, so be careful about how you say what you say."
An attorney for Victor Conti said today that Conti maintains his innocence, as he has done since the scandal first broke. A federal grand jury in San Francisco has been investigating Conti and BALCO since last year. Many prominent athletes testified in the secret hearings, including Barry Bonds and track star Marion Jones. Now much of what was said during the hearings could be revealed in public if today's indictments lead to a trial. Longtime anti-doping crusader Dr. Gary Wadler says this country now has the opportunity to go through what Canada went through after Canadian sprinter Ben Johnson was kicked out of the 1988 Olympics for using steroids.
This is our Ben Johnson moment. Whether it's BALCO or whether it's the baseball statistics, the litany of stories coming out about steroids, all of this is saying to us as a nation, it's time for our moment of national introspection, looking at our laws, looking at our programs, looking at our priorities, looking at our sports models, and reflecting upon that as we go forward.
The four defendants in the case will make an initial court appearance tomorrow morning in San Francisco. Tom Goldman, NPR News.